Hello, B4 family. My name is Bob Barkema, and I'm a volunteer with the Adult Ministry Team. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Today is a day that the Lord has made. In His plan for the universe, He decided in advance that you would be here on this day. Let that truth sink in for a moment. As the music plays, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and rest in the knowledge that God has a plan for you, and it is good. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 48. We will be reading from the NIV. Today's psalm focuses on God's faithfulness to Jerusalem, the city where the temple was located. As I read this psalm, pay attention to how God displayed His faithfulness. Think about how God is faithful to us today in similar ways. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, His holy mountain. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great King. God is in her citadels. He has shown Himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to the end. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What stands out to you in this passage? How does this psalm describe God's provision for his city? What might God be trying to say to you through these words? When you think of the word majesty, what comes to mind? The Grand Canyon? Willamette Falls in the wintertime? The Oregon coast at sunset? Mount Hood at sunrise? An eagle in flight? God, our God, made them all. His creation, grand as it may be, is but a shadow of his full glory, a foretaste of his majesty. How truly blessed are we when we can see creation and know of him who created it. How blessed are we that we will be able to spend eternity with such breath-stealing, awe-inspiring majesty. So in a world that is tarnished by sin, marred by dispute, killed by war, shaken by earthquake, and stricken by pandemic, take a moment to focus on the majesty and sovereignty of God, and know that in him we have the security of a fortress that cannot be shaken. By his salvation, we are destined to live with him who is our fortress for eternity. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We will have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. This psalm reminds us that our God is a God who provides and protects. Spend a few moments thanking God for specific ways that he has provided for and protected you. This psalm calls us to meditate on God's unfailing love. So let's do that together. For the next minute or so, just ponder the unconditional nature of God's love for you. As we close our time together today, let's pray for our church. Ask God that he will provide for and protect our congregation, just as he has protected his temple and the city of Jerusalem in the past. Pray that God would be our guide and we would be a people directed by him. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the B4 Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you again next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.